Susan Mendenhall, Dan Ross, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
It's great to be here with you, Julia.
Now, it is hard to believe we're looking at the turn of another year already, and it seems that this one has been crazy busy, arts-wise.
Oh my gosh, we have been so busy, and watching our arts and cultural organizations and artists in our community, they are doing incredible work.
It's amazing, and explosion comes to mind whenever I think about what's happening on the arts and culture scene in Fort Wayne.
Absolutely. This is a year where arts and culture have been flourishing along with the growth of the community.
And there's no stopping. I have that feeling, too. Well, my favorite year-end reflection really is our State of the Arts countdown. You two literally represent the heart and soul of it with Arts United. And you had the hard part of this process, only getting to choose three apiece. So let's get started. You first, Susan. We're counting it down.
We're counting it down. So number six, I would choose ArtLink's Art Market at the Taste of the Arts Festival. It has grown tremendously over the last several years, and you can buy contemporary craft and handmade goods, which I have to tell you, I've used as holiday presents.
So that's a good pro tip. And the Taste of the Arts continues to grow. So the ArtLink Art Market presence really is something wonderful, and it's getting bigger and better and more times a year than the festival now too, right?
Absolutely. ArtLink has expanded the art market to three different times, one in the spring during the DIDS Spring Trolley on Mother's Day weekend, one, of course, at Taste of the Arts in August, and then in winter they do a holiday market at their location at the Hour Center downtown.
That is too sweet. And Dan, you are next.
So number five on our list, I'm choosing Renee Fleming opening the 75th anniversary season for the Fort Wayne Philharmonic.
Now, you have just done a double hitter because the Philharmonic turning 75 is a pretty big deal. And tell us about Renee.
Truly a world-renowned artist. In fact, when she came to open the season for the Philharmonic, earlier that weekend, she opened the season for Carnegie Hall. And a couple of weeks for that, she sang O Danny Boy at the memorial service for John McCain in the National Cathedral. So she truly is a voice that represents this national arts community on a world stage. And so what a treat to have her here in Fort Wayne.
It's amazing, and I know it was so well attended. Okay, we are so far hitting the powerhouses of the arts family, covering all grounds. So Susan, what is next?
For me, number four is the Fort Wayne Ballet's first sensory-friendly production of The Nutcracker. They partnered with the Fort Wayne Civic Theater, which has developed this model called Project Lights Up. And it makes coming to a theatrical environment more comfortable for people who have sensory sensitivities, such as individuals who might be on the autism spectrum. So they bring the lights up and the sound down, and they make sure it's a comfortable environment for individuals who have those disabilities, as well as their caregivers and family members.
It doesn't get any better than that. And again, you guys keep bringing up multiple organizations that are really making a difference on the arts scene. The AWS Foundation has done so much. What kind of attendance and what kind of feedback are you getting from these shows?
We receive a lot of good feedback, and the AWS Foundation is investing in programs and organizations that make this community's assets accessible and inclusive. And they have given the Fort Wayne Ballet, Civic Theater, Audiences Unlimited, and many other organizations that are partnering with AWS Foundation tremendous feedback about what this means for their positive life balance and their ability to enjoy what this community has to offer.
It is wonderful. And okay, Dan, it's your turn now. I am amazed at the inclusive nature of all of this activity. Does it keep on coming?
It does keep on coming. I'm going to put number three on our list, the Indiana Arts Commission Homecoming and the Governor's Arts Awards that were hosted here in Fort Wayne in October of this year. And it was a fantastic opportunity for us as a community to host 330 people from 41 different counties and really show off the best that our community has to offer to a statewide audience. And of course, it was a great opportunity to share and learn from others from around this state. This was a statewide convening. But it was a really amazing opportunity to showcase how arts and culture in Fort Wayne are help building this to be the kind of community that other communities in our state are emulating.
Is this the first time that it's been held here?
It is. In fact, the Governor's Arts Award is typically held in Indianapolis. It has varied to some other communities over the years, but this is the first time that this statewide homecoming event has been held outside of Indianapolis. And it was an exciting way to show off a variety of things. The Governor's Arts Award was actually held out at Sweetwater and featured Twyla Tharp, who is just amazing. But the rest of the convention over the 2 days was hosted by Arch United, the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, Artling, on the arts campus. So it really did showcase those arts assets that this community has invested in. And that's a real differentiator for our community from other communities.
Quite, and something to be proud of, and good job to everyone. So, lots of community. Okay, what about the street scene itself, Susan?
Number two, we're going with Art This Way Alley Activation Project.
All right, we got it covered then, huh?
And this is a partnership with the Downtown Improvement District and led by a local artist, Alexandra Hall, who is taking this community by storm and is partnering with many of our local artists and muralists in placing murals in alleyways throughout downtown, sometimes in unexpected locations. And it just makes walking through our community so much more fun and vibrant and comfortable. And it does a great deal of work in making Fort Wayne really begin to look like the community that we already are.
That's a good point. We know and love our city, and now it's being shown off to such good advantage, and people are taking advantage of it. And Alex Hall, I have to say, she is just a go-getter for all things art-driven.
She is. She is so talented in her own right as a local working artist, but her ability to really engage other artists and investing in this community and what we have to offer as a place that people want to be, a place that people want to go, and sometimes even linger downtown. You know, when you come downtown and you go have lunch at a great restaurant or you have got tickets to the Embassy Theater, we're seeing a lot more people who are just walking around and taking advantage of this beautiful art on the walls.
Yes, everything is driving people to the city, and I don't think we can run out of things to do in the downtown area anymore.
Absolutely. Alex and the friends at the Downtown Improvement District have more projects up their sleeves, so definitely expect more. And I'm going to turn this over to Dan Ross to give us number one.
All right. Number one on our list is the creation of the Public Art Commission. This is the first time our community has had a public art commission. And last March, through support by the mayor and a positive vote by city council, our community now does have a public art commission. We have 13 commissioners sworn in to promote the vibrancy of this community. Arch United is an active partner with this commission as well. We are securing private philanthropy to go along with the public funding that is supporting the work of the Public Art Commission. And so in 2019, you will hear about the master planning process and really taking an inventory of what public art our community already has. We have some amazing pieces. We have some exciting pieces to come in 2019. Convergence, that's going to be a new Promenade Park, is a beautiful work that the Art Commission was able to work with the Parks Department in making that selection. And so I think 2019 is going to be an exciting opportunity for us to look at all of the things that we've been talking about and see how they develop.
How exciting is all of that? And it's just making my head spin. I don't know how you can all keep everything straight, although that's your job. I know that. But how can folks stay in touch and in tune with everything that's going on through this coming year?
Rule number one, stay tuned to this NPR station. Julia, your coverage of local arts and culture organizations and our phenomenal musicians, our phenomenal artists is second to none. And thank you very much for your long-term advocacy for the arts.
I thank you for that. And where else can people just find out what's going on so they can get to it?
A great resource was initiated over the last couple of years by Visit Fort Wayne. It's a website called Current Fort Wayne. So Google Current Fort Wayne. And it is a online community calendar where you can find out arts and cultural events, but also athletic events, the Tin Cap schedule and the Comet schedule, okay, and other community happenings.
Everything.
It's a great resource.
All right.
Another great resource is Input Fort Wayne. This is an online website that has feature articles about many different components of our community, and it's great in-depth reporting on those really cool stories about the humans that drive Fort Wayne and our vibrancy. Another place is the Journal Gazette. You know, the Journal Gazette has the fabulous Weekender mm-hmm. every Friday. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, I look for that every mm-hmm. Friday in my mailbox and look forward to reading it.
Okay, we already have proved there's something for everybody happening in town, and now you've told them how they can find out about it. And before I let you go, what would you two like to wish our listeners and our art-centric community for the coming year?
I wish everyone an exciting 2019, and I hope people will take the time to experience the amazing things that this community has to offer.
I would hope that our community try something new this year. Make a New Year's resolution to seek out something that maybe you haven't experienced yet, such as the new Clyde Theater or something coming to the Embassy, or maybe a new festival that you haven't tried yet with new cuisine and new scents and smells and sights and fun opportunities to get to know people who may not look or sound like you. This is such a great community, and the arts is such a great way to bridge cultures and bridge ideas and opportunities for understanding. So, you know, get out there and take part in all that we have to offer.
Susan Mendenhall is president of Arts United, and Dan Ross, its vice president of community development. Susan, Dan, thank you so much for another great year and its countdown. And cheers to our vibrant cultural skyline.
Cheers to you, Julia.
Have a great day.